Why you should read this book. Does history have meaning? Does human life have lasting significance? Is God involved in events upon earth? To these questions, the author of this book answers yes. Then, with deep insight into providential workings, she draws the curtain aside and reveals a philosophy of history by which past events take on eternal significance. Here is her philosophy. The strength of nations and of individuals is not found in the opportunities and facilities that appear to make them invincible. It is not found in their boasted greatness. That which alone can make them great or strong is the power and purpose of God. They themselves, by their attitude toward His purpose, decide their own destiny. Human histories relate man's achievements, his victories in battle, his success in climbing to worldly greatness. God's history describes man as heaven views him. This volume opens with the account of Solomon's glorious reign over Israel. Here is traced the history of a favored and chosen people, torn between allegiance to God and to the gods of the nations about them. And here is seen vividly, through a crucial period of this world's history, the dramatic evidences of the raging conflict between Christ and Satan for the hearts of men and women. This book abounds in fascinating character studies. The wise Solomon, who did not permit wisdom to keep him from transgression, Jeroboam, the self-serving man of policy, Elijah, the mighty and fearless prophet, Elisha, the prophet of peace and healing, Ahaz, the fearful and wicked king, Hezekiah, the loyal and good-hearted ruler, Daniel, beloved prophet and statesman, Jeremiah, the courageous prophet of sorrow, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, prophets of the restoration. And beyond them all rises God's only begotten Son, the coming King, the Lamb of God, in all His glory. Under the title Prophets and Kings, this book has been circulated worldwide and has been translated into many languages. It is now presented in this condensed edition with the hope that it may reach an even larger audience. It is our belief that this volume, with its rich lessons of faith in God and the stories of His providence in the lives of men and women of Old Testament times, will enlighten the minds and deepen the religious experience of all who read its pages. The Publishers.